Trump campaign, dead people casting votes in 2020 presidential election. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 7, 2020. A dead woman did, in fact, vote absentee in Pennsylvania in the 2020 presidential election, according to the state's own government website. Corey Lewandowski brought the dead voter to the public's attention on Saturday during a press conference, adding that the Trump campaign has acquired more evidence of such voter fraud in the state. "Let me just give you one concrete example, not anecdotal, but a concrete example of what we believe to be valid voter fraud in the state of Pennsylvania," said Lewandowski. "I draw your attention to an obituary listed from one Denise Ondick in Allegheny County. Born September 10, 1946, deceased October 22, 2020. Her application to vote was received on 10/23, the day after she died," explained Lewandowski. "It was then mailed by the county back to her on October 24, 2020, 2 days after she had legally passed away, and the ballot was then received back at the county office on November 2, 2020. Watch below. And when you go to the Secretary of State's website today, it says that she voted in this election, effective November 2, 2020, a full 9 days after Ms. Ondick of Allegheny County passed away," Lewandowski continued. Lewandowski went on to say this is evidence of what appears to be voter fraud, among many other examples, and it will be filed with the court. "This is not empirical, this is not anecdotal, this is hard evidence," he said. "And this will be one of many that we will be filing with the court." Denise Ondick of Allegheny County did, in fact, vote in the 2020 presidential election 9 days after her death, according to Pennsylvania's own government website. Lewandowski delivered his comments at a press conference in Philadelphia on Saturday, moments after multiple media outlets called Pennsylvania in favor of Biden, giving the former vice president more than the 270 electoral college votes necessary for him to be projected as the president-elect. But on Friday, the United States Supreme Court ordered Pennsylvania election boards to separate the count of mail-in ballots that arrived after Election Day. The order, which was signed by Justice Samuel Alito, suggests that the justices may exclude the late-arriving ballots in a subsequent ruling involving the results of the presidential election. During the press conference on Saturday, Rudy Giuliani announced that President Trump will not concede the 2020 presidential election, as the validity of at least 600,000 ballots is still in question in Pennsylvania. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.